write about, trying to figure out what it's all about. Existentialist, am I worth anything or just a scout? I don't know, I don't know, I don't know.
WNHH LP 103.5 FM New Haven, myself Preston, for Preston Easy Blues, and I am with
Zach Clemente. Hello.
Zach, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself, Preston?
I'm doing excellent. Please tell our audience what your booth is about and your art form and what you want to bring to the audience.
Sure. So I didn't say this earlier. So I'm a publisher, so I got multiple artists here. So okay. The name of my publisher is Pyeongchang Press. That's Korean. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
So we got five different artists at the table here, one of which actually is a guest of honor here, Jesse Lonergan. Really beautiful work. But what I'd like to showcase is unique independent artists really trying to hone the sort of symbiosis of their storytelling craft and their artistic visual narrative craft.
Gotcha.
And bring it all together in a wonderful, beautiful package.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and ideally telling a story that is very self-indulgent to them, something they're really excited to tell, something that they feel like they couldn't tell anywhere else.
Mm.
Yeah.
Tell me about Die Hairy.
Oh, that's Die Horny.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe the exemplary story of self-indulgence. Die Horny is a fantastic book by a spectacular comic artist named Rebecca Mock, Eisner Award-winning kids cartoonist Rebecca Mock, who had a story they wanted to tell anything that wasn't YA. They had a story deep in their heart. It's a really fun story, very inspired by 90s anime inspired by like Power Rangers, like Sentai kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
where you know you have this sort of like monsters versus human situation.
Beautiful.
The very scary monster queen like abdicates her throne to marry her extremely obsessed and submissive hench husband, and antics ensue. It's a really good time.
Nice.
Yeah.
You got this middle book right here.
Yeah, it's Faster.
Faster. Tell me about that.
So that was the book that Jesse Lonergan, the guest of honor, did with us. It's really fun because not only is this like visually incredible book, it's printed mm-hmm. in a style called risograph. So mm-hmm. it's a slightly different printing style than people usually see in comic shows, mm-hmm. often usually reserved for prints or small art books. But we decided to go a full comic this way. It creates a really nice texture and a really interesting variation of color. But the book itself is this magnificent, fun little story. You sort of take all these like 60s and 70s pulp action heroes,
nice.
Kind of like wacky racist style, throw them into a race, have their personalities and expressions come out of the race. But like, you should flip through it later. It's mm-hmm. Jesse's a master of momentum. You have all these like very broad, long panels that sort of transition into these extremely tight little pieces that sort of then flow back out into this long race. It's really magnificent stuff. Like every cartoonist I've shown this to, whether they've been at it for 5 years or 20, looks at this book and just says, I've never seen anything like this. And it's really awesome to have that on the table.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I've got this book called Stray. Tell me about that.
Stray? Oh, this has actually been our bestseller, honestly. Mm-hmm. So Molly Mendoza, another celebrated YA kids cartoonist, had a really, really deep story they wanted to tell. Friend of mine for many years. And it was all about... it started off as a book about vices and about like personal problems and interpersonal issues. And it became a book kind of about like toxic nostalgia, where you have like rose tinted glasses. It's a person named Jack who's like entirely like obsessed with a previous relationship that was really bad for them. They don't realize that. And mm-hmm. that dissonance is causing all these problems with like their current relationship. They meet somebody who they want to fall in love with, and becomes a story about them trying to figure this out. And it's a melancholy book, but I call it a like an optimistic melancholy book. And what really draws people in is that Molly is a wonderful cartoonist, but also a painter and muralist.
Okay.
And you can see those color sensibilities and the paneling play out. Like those sensibilities really shine in this book. And it's like I show off two pages that are very colorful, very, very eye-catching, and are very tender in a way that people don't often see at comic shows. So I show off those pages on purpose. But it's a beautiful book. I like having the pink book and the yellow book. They're very arresting. They pop really well. They actually pair very nicely together. One is much more goofy. One is much more melancholy, but they have similar kind of sensibilities and excitement around them.
So a little something for everyone.
A little something for everyone.
Gotcha.
Less so for children, I'm going to be honest. Like I definitely publish for a little bit more for adults in that I've worked a lot in the YA space. A lot of friends who work in the young adult space. Mm-hmm. I helped run a festival that was very adult, very all ages focused.
Mm-hmm.
But there is definitely a dearth of in comics of like you hit a certain point and then comics aren't for you anymore in a sense, or they're for adults but like in limited genres. So I wanted to publish stuff that is much more accessible to adults of all readership levels or all readership interests. That's sort of the goal on some level.
All right, and lastly, you got Threshold. Tell me about that.
Oh, so this is Threshold.
Threshold.
It's all good. No, it's all handwritten type. Mm-hmm. Threshold, it was one of the first books we published. We published alongside of Faster. This was actually the artist's publishing debut, their first book.
Oh, beautiful.
I saw their grad thesis book, and it was so beautiful, and I chatted with them. And they really wanted to do a sort of self-reflection, somewhat autobio. It's very loose, very dreamlike about their own gender transition. And that's something that I think is a very hot topic right now, and something I think is there needs to be a platform for these stories, people mm-hmm. telling their own stories and giving that this sort of experience, and like having other people who need those stories for themselves and for others, like a nice place to land. Mm-hmm. It's a really beautiful book. It's like, it's really fun because it's black and white up until the very end, and it's sort of the color comes in at a certain denouement, like emotional denouement of the story, which really sits well with a lot of people and like has landed very nicely. So it's definitely been a book that doesn't move quite as quickly, but the people who have picked it up have found it very impactful, and I really appreciate that.
Zach, I wish you the best at the con.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you.
Thanks so much, Preston.
Much success to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Right. Thank you so much. WNHH. WNHH LP 103.5 FM New Haven. Preston for Preston Easy Blues. I am with
Jacob John White.
And Jacob Jeff White, please tell me about your display.
Hello, so I'm with Bellringer, which is a story that's essentially about a small bell character going through a dark fantasy world, trying to ring a larger bell to wake up that world and save his slumbering kid. Very dark fantasy type stuff. Okay. And we're trying to do an interdisciplinary thing where tap into that childhood toy lover, right? You can come in and see some of our dolls, some of our toys. We've actually built the characters out of wood and out of vintage sleigh bells. That way, when you walk by the table, you can see kind of the setting that the character's in and not just the illustrative work itself.
What led to the inspiration of this?
I'd say toys. Wow. Trying to tap into that small little kid thing, right? Uh-huh. I saw Jingle Bell and I thought, wow, but it's very evocative. The slit, it looks like a visor of a helmet. Makes me think of a tiny little hero, and then it makes me sad. I don't know why, but it makes me sad. Wanted to write a sad story from that, and then went to Bionicle and customizable toys. Yeah. Thought, you know, I love woodworking. I'm going to make them. I'm going to write a story about it. I'm going to see what happens.
Now, is this the bell ringer?
No. He's actually one of the big guys. He's one of our side characters. But some of these smaller guys, for instance, he has this mini comic that's all about him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And what's this guy's name right here?
He's nameless. Yeah, he's nameless.
Why is he nameless?
He's not going to make it to the end.
Oh, no. No. That's not cool. Yeah. How long has your company been around for?
We just released today.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, this is our debut. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much
for your time. Nice and appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Adley, thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston from Preston and Easy Blues, and I am with
Aaron Neff and Kim Cassidy.
I love the enthusiasm. just tell me about your display and just why you're here today at the IndieCon in New Haven.
So we're here from Global Frequency Studios representing our new book, Mavericks.
Okay.
And our display is, I guess, all of the issues and merch that goes along with that that IP.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping to, share our book with all of the other people here.
Gotcha. And what are the Mavericks?
So Mavericks is a near-future sci-fi thriller set in an alternate version of our world.
Okay.
And it's big, stompy robots and
nice.
And international conflict and, I guess, global upheaval. It's kind of like a Battletech or, Armored Core, Gundam 8th MS team, where it's different countries are engaged in make full-scale global conflicts, and these giant mechs are kind of how they settle the score. You know, it's the new weapon of the future, I guess what we'd say.
Now, both are creators of it, and like, who's the writer, who's the artist?
Well, I'm the writer.
Okay.
She's the editor.
You're the editor, okay.
She's the production coordinator. She does all of the physical book wouldn't exist without her.
Oh, beautiful.
She makes sure all of the details are put together, the print files are double-checked, the printers.
Yeah, Friday.
It's funny, when you're doing indie comics or any small business, really, like, you get into it with a set idea of, like, what you're going to need to do, right? Like, you know, if you're selling something, you learn the business of selling that thing. But then along the way, you realize that there's so much you don't know that you're going to need to know to make that business work. And so it's suddenly like, well, now I need to learn this element or aspect of the business. she is the person responsible for solving all of the problems and learning all the skills that we didn't know we needed to know.
You're making comics, so it's easy. You write a script, you draw a script, you're done. And then you realize, oh, I have to learn InDesign, and I have to learn about, you know, DPI and all these things for printing, and how to book conventions, and what do you need for a table? So all that kind of stuff. You just kind of learn
it. Market to an audience, and how to create the merchandise, how to sell the merchandise.
So much.
E-commerce and all of that, yeah.
But it's a lot of fun. Mm.
What inspires you?
What inspires me? I don't know. Okay. I can't. Mine is blank.
That's fine.
Not enough coffee.
Not enough coffee?
I only have one cup.
Coffee inspires me too. You gotta get that motivation to get up.
Right.
For me, my favorite part, I don't know if it's necessarily inspires me for creating, but I really love it when we go to conventions and we meet people who have already read the book because they've picked it up either on our Kickstarter or at another convention, and they come back and they're excited to talk about it. That's just, it's an amazing feeling to be like, hey, something we created, someone read it, and they want to talk about it.
It's cool when you sell something at a convention or online, and then people see you in person, and they come up to you and they're like, oh, I read that. I loved it. That makes you want to get up in the morning and do it again. So if that's what you mean, then yeah, that's what inspires us to keep going.
It's the give back.
Yeah.
You gotta appreciate the give back.
Oh, yeah.
Total validation. Someone tells you you did a good job or something, right?
It's like I got a gold star.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. And I wish you much success in this con and
so
future cons. I want to see you guys in other cons as well, too, if I can barely speak. Thank you so much for your time.
Definitely.
Appreciate
Thank you
guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank
nice
you.
Speaking to you.
WNHA's LP 103.5 FM New Haven. I'm with, again, Mr.
Mark C. Frankel
from
Wayward Raven Media.
And what inspires you to do what you do?
You know what? I have all these crazy thoughts all the time, and you just got to get them out, or they rumble around in your brain, and that's what gives you an aneurysm. That's my belief, at least. I don't know if that's scientific. You might have to ask a doctor, but yeah, let's. I'm being told it's scientifically proven. It's correct. We have the nod. Yes.
If my camera person agrees with you, then it is definitely a yes.
Listen, she knows.
Oh, she
knows. Yeah. So I'll see you later in life. Okay, excellent.
Now, explain the material that you have with us to our
audience. So we do all sorts of stuff. Again, indie comics. This one in particular happens to be an anthology.
Mm-hmm.
So We Suck at Comics is 17 different creative teams, 17 different stories, 288 pages, all around the theme of rejection.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really gorgeous book, too. So I'll give you a couple little looks at some of the artwork here. Ryan's story is absolutely gorgeous. Really, I love, like, the dark sort of feel to it and everything like that. But, I mean, look, we have everything from some one, you know, like four-page just brand-new artists and creators
that's
clear on through to folks like, let me see if I find Jeff's story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jeff's been doing this for probably almost as long as we have. So just some really beautiful, beautiful stuff.
Oh, great material.
Oh, yeah, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I know you have some of this great art form right here, man. Tell me about Signs.
Absolutely. So Signs. Myth, magic, mayhem. Imagine a world where the gods didn't die out. They just got day jobs. Right? C is a talent agent and a sorceress, and her client goes missing. So this happens to be a mythological detective story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's done. So one of the things we love to do is when it's done, we roll it up. Dead is dead. Done is done. That's it. No bring him back from the dead. No on and on and on. Self-completed story.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Now I see Horsemen. Tell me about that.
So, yeah. So, again, complete story. So you pick one of these up. You don't have to worry about the next one, the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Sci-fi action adventure loosely based in the Four Horsemen apocalypse. But they're the good guys.
The good guys.
They fight fate and destiny to preserve free will throughout the multiverse.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the multiverse is really big right now.
Yeah.
It's so good to get on that.
And again, I think like some of the artwork on this, I mean, really pretty cool stuff, action packed, beautiful. You know, the artists we've had on these books have been pretty fantastic.
Mm. I've been seeing you at a lot of cons. I mean, I'm very happy for you.
We try to get out as much as we can. You know, I mean, I love getting out, meeting people, doing this sort of stuff.
Right.
As you can see, I'm a natural extrovert. So. You know, so again, aneurysm if I don't get out and talk to people and do this stuff. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I wish you much success.
Thank you.
I hope to have future conversations with you.
Definitely. Anytime. Definitely, man. Anytime.
And we got to get you back on the show one time, all right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being with me.
Cool. Thank you.
Being here.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. WNHH LP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston from Preston Easy Blues. And I am with Scott Harris King. Scott, good to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming.
Absolutely. And just tell me just about your display and just your whole product here for the IndieCon.
Yeah, sure. So I've been working on comics for 6 years now.
Wow.
I do a lot of stuff on Kickstarter. I write everything, and then I draw some of it myself, and I have other artists that work with me to do some of the interior art. I've got three series that are all ongoing series that I do. Crime Busters is my series that's like my ode to like Scooby-Doo and the sort of teen detectives and those sort of things. I have a series called Quest, which is my sort of love letter to Dungeons and Dragons and fantasy comics. And then I have Cthulhu versus Uncle Sam, which is set in World War II, and it's more like a superhero story about
like
sort of
America.
Yeah, exactly. It's like good versus evil and all the, you know, good superhero stuff that people like.
So just whole inspiration is just alternate versions of like Scooby-Doo, Dungeons and Dragons. Like
it's all the stuff that I loved as a kid, you know.
Gotcha. Okay.
I mean, I grew up in the like early 80s. So, you know,
best time.
Like Goonies and, yeah. You know, Ghostbusters and Dungeons and Dragons, like that, all this, that's the stuff I grew up with. So, and like the three investigators were the like, teen detective novels that I read as a kid. So, you know, now that I'm an old man, I like, I have a lot of nostalgia for the stuff that I loved as a kid. And those are the stories that I want to tell. I wasn't finding them, you know, there's the stories that I also wanted to read. I wasn't really finding them when I was going to comic stores, so I thought, well, I should do them for myself. I'll write them myself. It's the kind of story I want to read, and if I want to read it, I'll have to do it myself since I'm not finding what I wanted. So that's basically my inspiration, is just to create the kind of comics and tell the kind of stories that I want to read, and hopefully other people will like them as well.
What have been some of your favorite fan stories when it comes to feedback for your material?
You know, I get a lot of older fans that have the sort of same sort of nostalgia for the same sort of things. Particularly, they're fans of like Golden Age comics from the 1940s and 1950s, and a lot of those characters in the public domain now. And so anybody can sort of tell new stories with them. And so the fans of those characters get really excited when they see maybe some obscure characters that haven't been used in 60 or 70 years, and I'm telling new stories with them. So I get a lot of good feedback from those kind of readers that are like, you know, they're excited to see some of their favorites that have been lost sort of be brought back.
We appreciate you. Thank you for doing what you're doing. And I wish you as much success in this con.
Thanks so much for coming. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Scott.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
WNHH LP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston from Preston Easy Blues. And I am with
Lane Bretschneider
and
Dylan Klein.
And please tell me about your display and what you do.
All right, well, Dylan and I are co-writers of Starside. It is a sci-fi fantasy comic series about a teenager who is going to a regular day of school when aliens invade Earth. And so he gets taken deeper into the universe and discovers this whole universe of worlds that we never knew existed. And he's trying to get back home. We are here introducing new readers to our story and all of our merchandise, things like that.
And what was the inspiration behind this comic?
This idea has kind of been in my head for almost decades at this point. I'm 30 years old. It was just kind of a culmination of a lot of things that inspired me from, you know, things I grew up with, and just kind of trying to make up my own story with interesting characters, and I don't know, it's kind of evolved over time. There wasn't like a specific event in my life that's like, this has to become a thing. It was just like a culmination of a lot of development things. Yeah.
Well, that's the crazy thing about life, right? You think of one thing, and then great things lead to another, and then becomes this whole masterpiece. And then from that, it'll probably lead to something else and more better things. You probably never stop thinking as creators, I bet.
Say that again?
You probably never stop thinking as creators, I bet.
Exactly. Yeah. No, we don't. There are ideas everywhere, and new ideas come just at us all the time, and we're always trying to figure out, okay, what's the next thing we're going to work on, and always looking for inspiration in every corner.
Now, are you the artist as well, too?
No, unfortunately, our artist's not here. He lives in Michigan, so okay. He is not here with us, but
both the writers.
We're both writers. We work together on that.
Still great to see you guys, and we wish you much support in this con, and any inspiring advice you'd like to give for future or potential creators?
Just keep your eyes and ears open. Look around you. The world is filled with stories just waiting to be found and told. And, inspiration can come from anywhere.
Yeah, I just say, you know, be open to getting your stuff out there, having people ask questions, and, you know, every time people give you feedback, it's trying to make you better. You know what I mean? It's not to be defensive over, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate you guys. Absolutely. Thank you. Great to meet you, too, and great to meet you. Wish you much success. Thank you. I will. WNHH LP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, and I am with
Juan Espinosa.
And Juan, tell me about your display and what you do.
So I'm a writer. My comics are based on technology because that's what I do for real life. I'm an information security manager. So I was looking for comics that had technology. So I couldn't find much, so I created my own. So I read a book, it's called The Art of Making Comics, and I started my collections.
Nice.
So yeah, these are my volume one, is issues 1 through 4. We have 5 and 6, and second volume coming in the summer.
Now, I see you have a lot of artwork, and it represents you. A lot of it looks like you, which I kind of think is really cool. Absolutely. I even love the little pops that you have right there as well also. Now, back to business. Tell me just a little bit about the story.
So back to business is between issue 4 and small stories between issue 4 and the small story. So he quit the job, the main guy, the main person that deals with the hacker, he quit the job. And in this one, he got rehired again because they need him. So it's like back to business. I keep on kicking the butt for the hackers. So basically, that's what it is.
What about Adventures of System Administration?
So that's the main story. So this one is volume one. This one is just issue 5, but Adventures by System Admin is the whole collection, and the Sniffer, which is the last one that we have, mm-hmm. is where we find the actual bad hacker. So they identify the bad hacker, so they know who he is. So now they're gonna try to get into his business because he's getting into their business. So that's what the Sniffer is about.
Okay. What has been some of your favorite feedback just from fans who have read your material?
They tell me that it's related because it's like a slice of life. It's like my story in the book. So I try to use real stories in there, and I use the real tools that you can use in real life so that they see they can relate to it, and they can actually implement some of the stuff in real life. So that's one of the main things that I get back.
Well, I wish you much success, and just before we go out, just give any inspiring advice to any creator or any individual who is willing just to step out there of their comfort zone and do what you do, just make material out there for the public.
All right. It's just try to create something, even though it's a small, that you think is small, just try to put it out there. I am very shy. I'm doing this interview with you, and I create all these books, and I got to talk with everybody all day.
Right.
But it's just a small thing. Just put it out there and show it to people, and they will inspire you back to you. Like, you will inspire other people, and they will inspire you as well when they see your stuff.
Very inspiring. Thank you so much, and I appreciate your time, and I wish you much success.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No doubt. WNHH LP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, and I am with
Jesse Lambert.
Jesse. Appreciate you being here at the con. Tell me about your project and what do you do?
I mostly make nonfiction comics on a wide range of different topics. I've done comics about COVID. I've done comics about history, about travel, about art and the art world.
and a lot of autobio. So it's a kind of a wide range of stuff, all self-published. A couple of anthologies that I've been in as well. I like making things as a kind of sole creator.
What inspired you to do a non-fiction comic? And this is a two-parter. Is it difficult to promote? Because, like, most comics we know are fiction. And this is the first time I ever heard about a non-fiction comic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think in certain contexts, like if you're in the context of more of a superhero comics kind of con, then maybe it does stand out. But I think nonfiction comics have been growing in popularity over the past, like, decade or two. So it's a smaller niche, obviously, but it's kind of exciting for that reason. And I like the ability to tell, like, real stories, you know, like true stories. You know, that's what nonfiction is, but, like, that it has relevance, direct relevance for people's lives, in the sense of telling, you know, true stories and, you know, history and stuff like that.
Speaking of one of your stories, American Cult, please give our audience just a little in-depth look about what it is.
So American Cult is a anthology that was put together by Robin Chapman from Paper Rocket Mini Comics, published by her and Silver Sprocket, which is a publisher in San Francisco. And I think there's like maybe 17 stories. Each story is a different artist. And each story is about a different cult. They're all true stories, starting in the 19th century, going to contemporary times. Like Nixum is one of the stories. You know, Charles Manson, Jonestown, a lot of things that you would be familiar with. But there's a few that are less familiar. I contributed one short story for it, so I'm just a contributor, one of many.
What inspires you to keep doing what you do? What inspires you and what motivates you just to get out there to the cons and share your work with the people?
It's really like the interactions, actually. Like I wouldn't do the cons if it wasn't, you know, if I didn't have like good interactions with people, good discussions. Like it's more of an experiential thing for me. It's not really about like trying to sell a lot of books, you know? So a good fest or con for me is like having a lot of good conversations.
What has been one of your favorite fan reactions when it comes to this material?
That's a hard, like, it's early in the day today, so I don't have a story from today, and it's a little hard to
give me a story from back in the day. It's fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think. I feel a little on the spot. I think you know, with some of the nothing like super like specific, but like sometimes when people read the kind of cult related stuff and they have a personal reaction, or they're like, I had this experience, or I know someone who had this experience, or like I grew up in a really religious family and it reminds me of that, you know, like that, when I see someone have like make this connection of relevance for them, then that for me is exciting, that it means something, it's relevant to them in their lives. So I don't have a specific one that I remember, but it's happened so many times that that's like, for me, that's a kind of magical moment.
Well, Jesse, I wish you the best in this con and future conventions as well too. And thank you for doing what you do. Appreciate you. Yeah. Not a problem. WNHH LP 103.5 FM New Haven, myself Preston from Preston Easy Blues, and I am with...
Hi, I'm Adam Walenta, and this is my son McKenna Walenta.
Hello.
And we are the creators of Punk Taco.
Oh, you guys are the creators. That's great for you, especially at a young age. That's awesome.
When McKenna was 5 years old, he did these original Punk Taco drawings.
Awesome.
We started to come up with ideas for a story together. He was developing the characters. We write it and draw it together.
Now, what is Punk Taco? Tell me a little bit about the story.
Punk Taco is an intergalactic space taco, a lovable space taco who rocks out across the universe with his band here, spreading peace and love through music. But along the way, they're always getting into trouble, making new friends. They have to battle different bullies, and they're always trying to do the right thing against impossible odds, help those in need, and you know, just be the good guys.
I'm a little bit jealous. This is great father-son bonding. What have been some of your favorite fan reactions, just from the name and just your artwork and in general?
The fans have been great. I mean, we literally get all ages. So we get the young kids and we get, you know, the older, you know, from middle school to teenagers. And then we get, you know, adults that don't even have kids. And so that was our goal when we made Punk Taco, was to create a book that if kids can't read, they can learn to read, you know, having an adult read with them. And as they get older, we made it a hardcover. So it's not just a floppy that they throw away. They keep it on their bookshelf. They grow and they learn to read as they get older. So the greatest reaction is seeing young kids who were five originally get the book. And, you know, when Punk Taco 2 came out, now they're older and they come back for that one. And, you know, they become lifelong fans and they're waiting for the third volume. They're learning to read with our books, which to me is why we do this. So
now my next question is for your son. How do you feel? Your character is on a book now that you created when you were 5 years old. Like, how has this been going through your young mind? And just the amount of growth that you have is very inspiring, because some people wish they had this growth at my age, being in their 30s. It's crazy. So how do you feel right now?
I really love it. Like, it's such an amazing experience to create something and it being in a book and stuff.
And you started when you were 5 and now you're 12, so...
Yep. It's grown with me and stuff.
Yeah. In every book, so when McKenna was 5, mm-hmm. he was very influenced by Mo Willems and Elephant and Piggy books. I don't know if you're familiar with them. So he did a story in the back of the book, which is very inspired by that. As he got older, he started to discover other books, and like Captain Underpants and Dog Man. So this is his story in the back of this book, and it's more influenced by those stories. So what he's going to be influenced with for the third book, that's, we're going to see about that, because you'll be 13 when that comes out. You know, it could be more like a Michael Crichton novel, you know, like in the back of the book, because he's more into chapter books now and older type of stuff. So we'll see.
I wish both of you the best of success.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? For this con and for future cons right here. And thank you for being here in New Haven. Appreciate you guys.
We're from Connecticut.
So. Oh, definitely. What part?
We live in Killingworth now, but he was born in New Haven, Hamden. I'm from Stratford. Okay. I was born in Bridgeport.
Definitely. Thank you guys. Yeah. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. WNHH LP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, and I am with
Lydia of Life on Saturn.
And
Kieran Quinn.
Tell me about your display and what both of you do.
So we are a comic studio. We're affiliated with Lesser Known Comics. Right now we're working on this Toku comic here, Fennec. And we've been doing comics since 2019.
Tell me about the great artwork you have in your hand.
So my husband's a big Power Rangers fan. This is Power Rangers for adults. Okay. Yeah. We've got an awesome Henshin hero crew that are facing an apocalypse in a doomed world. And if that's not bad enough, there are villains, because giant monsters aren't really your problem. It's always going to be humans. Yeah. We've been working on this comic in particular for 3 years, and we're kickstarting it this month on the 19th. You can find a link to our Fennec Kickstarter right at the top of our page, lifeonsaturnart.com. Mm-hmm.
Now, is this right here artwork from the material, too?
This is Kieran's.
Okay. Kieran.
So this is my comic book, Death Wish. It's basically a racing comic that's kind of like Speed Racer meets Mad Max. It's like over the top, ridiculous, a lot of fun, like a lot of ridiculous art going on.
That's crazy, and I like that.
Yeah. It's all, as an artist, I'm not digital. I do everything traditionally. So you can see the, you know, full-size pages here.
Oh, wow.
So let me find that. Let's find another racing area. So there's
another. There it is. Yeah.
Racing spread.
That's cool.
Yeah. So you get an idea of, like, you know, what's going on. But, yeah, I work with Mark at Lesser Known Comics. He's the writer. I'm just the artist. So
and the great material that you have shown us. It's really, really cool. What inspires you guys for doing what you do, and do you have any potential advice for anyone who wants to be a creator, who wants to step outside their comfort zone and in that whole next step of their life?
Well, my husband and I are just creators through and through, producers. Like, I actually... I print stuff and, you know, staple it together at home. So that's why we do what we do. What inspires us is other creators like Kieran coming together with Lesser Known Comics has been an excellent resource. They're the only reason they're literally the only reason we're here today, because they picked us up from the Bronx and brought us here to New Hartford. And we're so grateful for Lesser Known Comics and Mark Bernal and everyone in the group.
I love your enthusiasm.
Join Lesser Known Comics.
If you got something to show it off, you know, do it, you know.
I appreciate both of you guys' time. Thank you so much, and I wish you the best of success at everything with today and through the future, okay? Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Thank you so much, and thank you.
WNHH LP 103.5 FM New Haven, myself, Preston, with...
I'm Brandon Blockstorff. And I run a publishing company, Apollo City Comics. I'm also the host of the podcast Inspired Inc. by Comics Wellspring.
The podcast?
Yes, yes.
That's awesome. I got to listen to it.
What inspires you to be a creator and do what you do?
The people around me, man. That was the whole point of the podcast Inspired Inc. is to, like, fuel creators and to get them to keep making art and to never give up. And I love being able to help deliver that, and because that was a big part of me. It's a really hard thing to make art. It's hard to make comics. It's hard to find a community. So it inspires me to see all these people flourishing around us and acting as a community. There's no competition around here. Yeah. All of us are just sharing art and love, and it's just – it gets you out of the reality of the madness of the world right now, and we get to gather and just – be like ourselves, what we were just saying right now. Like, you're in a safe space, and, you know, we have amazing comics filled with amazing art and all sorts of stuff. This is my first punk rock anthology. And
tell me about this.
So this kind of came about a year ago. I was trying to put out a book called Teenage Babylon. It's a cosmic punk rock love story that's coming out later on this year. And my publisher from Lesser Known Comics, Mark Bernal, he was like, you know, why don't you do an anthology before, you know, punk rock based, before you do your book, build an audience. And so I did essentially that, made a punk anthology, and it has some of my favorite people. And these people that I've met that are in this book now, Kieran, actually, gentleman right over here, has a story, Death Wish, in here. And then I have this amazing artist, China Rosemaria. She's now working with me in a story called Faker Death we're putting together.
Nice.
Max Flowers is my designer and a letterer for all my comics. So putting together this book connected me with the universe of people that I would have never met before. And now I'm drowning in comics that I'm trying to make. And I couldn't be happier at this point, you know?
I love the enthusiasm. Now, what has been the best fan feedback that you have gotten just from your material? Well, some of your favorite moments from fans.
You know, just the fact that they check out the show, and I've been walking around this weekend and saying, people coming up saying, oh, I've seen Inspired Inc., I love seeing the podcast, and it trips you out because I'm in my bedroom doing all this work, and, you know, you have the day job, and you come home to make art and do podcasts and interviews, and it's just part of the grind and the routine. So coming out here, and it's just really rewarding, being like, oh, I guess it pays off somehow. Like, people do check it out, and I'm just very humbled and thankful that anyone looks at our art, reads our books, checks out our show, and I'm just humbled and overwhelmed by it.
And I'm humbled by you. Thank you so much for your time. Just before we go out, just give any, like, social media that you want to give out, plug your podcast, and plug all the material that you provide for the fans.
Yeah, check out Comics Wellspring on YouTube and any podcast platform. Our show is called Inspired Inc. There's two episodes every week. We interview indie creators that print through the company. So if you want to be on the show, also send us a message. You know, I'll try to get you on the show, get you booked. We'll talk about the struggles and rewards of making comics. And check out Apollo City Comics on, you know, all podcast platforms as well. We have a small show, and that's our publishing. And check out Teenage Babylon. That's going to be my personal Instagram and my upcoming book that will be coming out.
Thank you for your time. We appreciate you,
man.
Thank
you. Thank you so much for this. Definitely. You guys have a good one.
You too.
Thank you.
WNHH LP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, with?
Colin Eaton.
Colin, please tell me about your display and what you do here.
So my display, I am debuting my new comic, The Space Adventure, along with my little zine Jacob Lazarus. Yeah, just trying to share my work with everyone, you know.
Now, tell me about the Space Adventure. Tell me a little bit about the story.
So the Space Adventure follows a character named Osius, a skeleton who believes that he can reclaim his humanity by shedding the blood of demigods of his universe.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Blunt, to the point. I like it. Now, Jacob Lazarus, is he part of the Space Adventure?
No, he is not. He is his own little thing. He was a part of a 24-hour comic book day challenge. I only got 14 pages done, but I decided to keep going with it through the rest of the month, and it's just kind of like a paranormal noir, and it shows what his life is at home and on the field.
How long have you been doing this for?
I've been drawing ever since I can, like, remember, but I started really getting serious about comics in about 2022, where I started drawing the Space Adventure, but all of this has been, like, planned ideas since I was in high school.
So this has been long-term storytelling for a long time.
Yeah, I've been working on it for a long time and just, like, hesitant about actually starting it until I felt really confident about it.
What has been some of the best fan feedback you have gotten just from your material?
Some of the best fan feedback was probably from my local comic book store. One of the guys that works there, they did a little review on my comic, and they felt like it was a new, like, fresh story to them from, like, all the other stories that they see from just, like, DC and Marvel and stuff like that. It's just its own little thing, following a little skeleton dude, you know?
Okay. Lastly, just any advice you got for any future creators or anybody who has that thought in their brain that they just want to give out to the world? Any advice you got to them to get out that comfort zone?
If you're scared about how other people will think about your art or your art style, just do it. Just do what you love. Just get it done. Draw it for yourself. You know, this is all about, you're sharing it with the world. This is your thing. Share it. And people will love it. Some people won't. Doesn't matter. As long as you love it, it's all that matters, man.
Thank you for your time. We appreciate you, and I wish you much success at this con and other conventions too, not just this one.
Thank you, man.
No doubt. Thank you so much. WNHH LP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, and I am with
Zaire Ward.
Zaire, tell me just about your art and what do you do?
Well, I'm the writer, creator of the Gunman series, Infinite Presents Gunman. And where do I look? Right here? Just look to you. Who I look?
You look at me, you look at the camera.
Okay, cool. So, I'm the creator of Infinite Presents Gunman series.
Mm-hmm. Now, Gunman, tell me a little bit about that story.
All right. It takes place in a post-apocalyptic universe where guns have been eradicated by an all-powerful dictator.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Blunt and to the point, I like it. Did you also do the artwork as well, too?
I did not. I'm just a writer-creator. Okay. Like a mind, like, you know, Stanley.
I got you.
Now, you said it's a post-apocalyptic, so it's like a Mad Max type of vibe?
Yes, sir. I say it's Star Wars, Mad Max type feel.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everything in between. Mm-hmm. Now, this work right here, this display, is that part of Gunman?
Yes, sir. I originally wrote a manuscript.
Okay.
I was going to write a novel. But one of my mentors told me, why don't you think about the comic route? But when I was writing the manuscript, I wanted a visual artwork to represent what I was doing. So this is like the visual artwork. I work with a painter, and we got this together.
What's the hardest part about being a writer?
Hardest part? I think staying consistent. Have an idea, keep pushing despite whether you get traction or not, despite just it's using the love more than what you're doing. Like, you got to really love it.
Now, what's the best fan feedback that you have gotten just from your material? Because it looks amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right. Best fan feedback. I think just when they come back, when they buy issue one and they come back for the second one, to me, that's just the best feeling. Like, and when I'm told I'm creative and told, like, when they really love the story, like, because I'm simple. Like, if you like the story and you support it, I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? I just appreciate it.
How long have you been doing this for?
I technically started 2022.
Wow.
I'm a published author for about a full year.
Over here.
Good for you. I wish you the most success in this con and future conventions as well, too. You know, want to see you succeed. Any future advice that you have for a creator and just for a person trying to make it out there?
You got to believe. Believe in your work and don't overthink it. Believe in it. Do the right channels and just make it happen. I don't have a degree or anything. I just have an idea I just believed in. So if I could do it, anybody could do it.
I like that. I like the enthusiasm. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven, myself Preston, and I'm with Preston Easy Blues. And who am I with today?
My name is Max, and this is John, and we do Last Things Press.
Last Names Press. Tell me a little bit about the company and just like the storyboard and the artwork.
So we are kind of a collective of former graduate students that just kind of got together doing a kind of research zine, and from that project started making more kind of comics and zines out of that. And we basically, you would describe our aesthetic as kind of like stories of kind of short stories, literary stories of down and out individuals tends to be like what we focus on. We branch out a little bit from there, but would you say that's kind of an accurate description of what we work
on? Slackers, couch surfers, people who don't really have their lives together, but with a little bit more of a literary bent, a literary twist. We're trying to find some meaning in the darkness there.
We have a little bit more stuff that kind of ventures into genre pieces. Like, we have one of our guys is working on a kind of like a major arcana kind of like a fantasy piece. And then we have this, it's a little bit more like a cannibal style story, but most of it focuses on the slackers and things like that.
So that's the Lady Adams Hotel.
Yeah.
That was on cannibalism?
So the Lady Adams Hotel is a real hotel that was started by the last rescued member of the Donner Party.
Okay.
So like they had eaten all the members of the party, and then he was rescued from the woods, and then he moved to Sacramento and opened a hotel where he'd like serve meals to people, like Gold Rush people and stuff like that. And so it's kind of a story as if this cannibal, or from the perspective of one guest at the hotel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, tell me about Mr. Sexual.
You got it. Yeah. So, Mr. Sexual is actually not pornographic in any way. It's actually kind of a joke title. It's about a series of interlinked stories about women who have an encounter with a mysterious individual that is incredibly romantically and erotically disappointing. But it focuses on their lives and their reactions and how they feel about their lives. It's kind of our riff on the Don Juan tradition. And actually, we have, because we are all former literary scholars,
mm-hmm.
a kind of essay that we wrote about the place of Don Juan in the Western tradition. So if you want a little, little medicine with your sugar, that might be for you. And then we have like just some other zines here.
Yeah.
So some knickknacks. This is our illustrator, Dylan, who's not here, unfortunately. He put together a collection of his kind of short comics, twisted, a little more depressive as well, but reflective and I think ultimately uplifting.
And that's
Consolamentum.
Okay.
It comes from the 14th century. There was a sect of kind of heretics that practiced a ritual, and that's the name of the ritual is Consolamentum. So, I think we tend towards the more obscure, but we like to twist that into some, accessible narratives as well.
It's definitely original. I give you that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Original. Thank you. Thank you.
Life and Times of Chips the Last Three, I see here.
Yeah, that's right. So, this is, I wrote that one. It's another kind of slacker story about a guy who just really doesn't want to get a job, and he's about to lose his house, but he refuses to get a job. So it's kind of spiritual meditation on laziness. And
I think of it as a very delayed coming of age story. Like if someone came of age way past the time they were supposed to come of age,
or just refused to come of age.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of coming of age and just being yourself and not being afraid to step out that comfort zone, what's some advice you want to give to that potential someone who wants to go on a similar path as you?
Advice? I wish we would have started doing this like 5 years earlier. So I'm sure a lot of people say some version of this, but like just if you're like making jokes with your friends about like things you'd like to do, just actually do them. You know, don't just like, sit down and like put the project together. Just do it. I know that probably a lot of people say versions of that if they're just getting started, but just do it.
Yeah, I would say make stuff with your friends, collaboration, creativity. That's really one of the only good things we have in life, you know?
Absolutely. Last, before we go out, any social media you want to plug out just to your fan base and future people you want to get to the product?
Oh, yeah. We've got an Instagram, Last Things Art, and you can also find us on lastthingspress.com.
Thank you so much for your time, guys. We appreciate you, all right?
Very much. Yeah.
Definitely. Much success. Much success. Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Good luck with your mission.
I yeah. Oh, appreciate it. The mission's alive.
How many people have you gone through a lot of people so far?
No.
I was gonna say this is gonna take a long time to go through everybody. So good luck.
We're gonna do it. We're gonna do it though.
Okay.
About like what? 10 tables? 12? I say a good 10. We're doing it well. Okay. The mission goes on. WNHH LP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, and I am with.
Hey, OMAC.
And?
Alfred Kachiri.
Tell me about your artwork, your platform, and what do you guys do?
So, the reason we're here is to get these books into people's hands. This is the Kayfabe Effect. Well, why don't you tell them about this?
So, we put this book together. We're all fans of the YouTube show, Cartoonist Kayfabe's How We All Met. And we put a book together of all original creator characters, art, and stories. We're selling it here for $5, trying to get it in people's hands, let them know what we're doing. And for anybody who sees it and wants it, they can buy it online at artisanalcomics.inc.
How long you guys been doing this for?
This is actually our debut.
Nice. Congrats.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're really happy to be doing it here at Indie Creator Comic Con. And yeah, this is our first book. We have issue 2 should be coming out in June, and issue 3 should be coming out in October.
Tell me a little bit about the artwork. Everything looks amazing here.
Thank you. Yeah, this is all my original art. Do it all original, the old school way, pencil and ink on paper. Do the colors digitally with the tablet because I'm not good with markers. Really happy to be here. Really happy to show our stuff off to the fans.
What have been some of the best fan reactions just from both of you individually?
It's been great, man. So people have been coming by. They've been looking. I told them we're in the real world now. It's not virtual, so feel free to pick up the books, touch them. That's one of the perks of live and real. So this right here is my stuff, Tales of Scarcity. Tales of Scarcity, my brother and I have been working on it since the 90s. It's evolved.
It's really good.
Fine product. Worked on World War Dinosaur with Roger McKenzie. We're going to be, part 2 is going to be coming out. And man, this thing really grew from a seed, bro. When the pandemic happened, a lot of us creators got together and started doing collaborations and anthologies, you know, a little bootlegging going on. And then, man, this is the fruit of that. Yes, sir.
Story about Tales of Scarcity.
Yeah, Tales of Scarcity.
Scarcity, my bad.
Yes, in a world much like our own. Yeah, so this is after the apocalypse. Everyone's making plays for the world. While these two spiritual forces are on their way destroying to collide. Yes, sir. So, yeah, man, feel free. Check us out. You know what I'm saying? Ronin2K on Instagram. And, man, this is a beautiful thing for independent cartoonists.
Yes, it is.
Come out here. And, you know, there's strength in numbers. One reed, you can break it. Two is stronger. The more you get, the stronger they are. So we all got to get together and lift each other up. It's the next.
Thank you for your time, guys. Really do appreciate you. And just please plug the social media one more time for our audience.
Ronin2K on Instagram. OMAC Vera on Facebook. Follow me. Check me out.
Alfred Comic on Instagram.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Comics Press. Artisanal Comics Press. Don't forget that. You got some good stuff coming out. And, man, love it.
Wish you much success at the con, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Absolutely.
Wondering what to write about, trying to figure out what it's all about. Existentialist, am I worth anything or just a scout? I don't know, I don't know.